Christmas, and welcome to the December 2005 edition of On the Air, the internet radio show of the Ebony Cactus Magazine, found at www.theebonycactus.com. I am Dr. George B. Brooks, Jr., your host. Thanks to your response to what we are doing, this has been a great month for us. We are reaching a lot more people, and as a result, we are the number one listing on both Google and Yahoo in our category of minority business podcasts. In this edition, we begin a series on a subject we look forward to for quite some time, supplier diversity. Stevie Wonder wrote, "Everything must change, but sometimes change is something that minority and women-owned businesses could, at times, do without, particularly when it concerns their livelihood." Since its first disparity study in 1993, Phoenix, Arizona has operated a landmark supplier diversity program that has done much to level the playing field for minority business wishing to do business with the city. This past July, however, the conclusions from the third disparity study have resulted in significant changes in the city program, which advocates fear will cripple the established processes. City officials, however, and likely for good reason, disagree. In this edition of On the Air, we are pleased to have as our guest Carol Coles Henry, Director of the City of Phoenix Equal Opportunity Department. In this first of three interviews, we discussed with her the history of the City of Phoenix's MWBE programs, the changes that have been made, and their potential impact. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Now, the City of Phoenix is actually one of the more progressive cities regarding programs working with minority women and small business enterprises. Could you tell us something about the history of how this became to be?
Certainly. We totally believe as an organization that we have a one-of-a-kind program, not only in the state of Arizona, but in the country, in that our minority woman small business enterprise has very unique components and opportunities for business owners within our community. From a historical perspective, this program originated back in the 1970s, way before I began employment with the City of Phoenix, but I pick up somewhere around 1989, and for many of your listeners may be familiar that there was a court case, the J.A. Crozum versus the City of Richmond case, that really laid the groundwork for such programs across the country in 1989. And so the City of Phoenix had a program, and after the J.A. Crozum decision of 1989, had to make amendments to the program. And in 1993, a part of that Supreme Court decision, there had to be a legal framework and a basis for continuing such programs. And so a disparity study or a factual predicate needs to be established for the continuance or the beginning of a race-conscious program in a local jurisdiction. And so the City of Phoenix in 1993 issued a first disparity study conducted by a firm, Brown, Bortz, and Coddington in Denver, Colorado. And that study laid the groundwork. They found that there was a degree of underutilization of minority woman-owned firms in the Phoenix marketplace, which at that time and continues to be Maricopa County. And the City of Phoenix was, as a result of that study, able to put into place remedial programs to address the disparity of minority and woman-owned firms. So at that time, several program components were put in place. Over $900,000 was infused by the City of Phoenix into four key departments: the Engineering and Architectural Services Department created what we call a Construction Subcontracting Goals Program, where we set goals on construction projects on a project-by-project basis. In the Finance Department, we created a Bid Price Incentive Program, where minority woman-owned firms who are on contracts below $250,000 or within 5% of next low bid can still be considered for the contract. And then on contracts over $250,000, there's a 5% bid price incentive. on contracts $250,000 to $500,000. In my department, the Equal Opportunity Department, we created a certification program of minority and woman-owned firms where we have a certification directory of those firms online available. And it's a hard copy directory, and also it's available out on the web. And then lastly, in the Community and Economic Development Department, there's a small business assistance program where management and technical assistance services are provided to firms who need support, whether it's in developing a business plan or developing a marketing plan, that kind of thing. And so those four departments back in 1993 set the basis for the program. And here we are almost 12 years later and two studies later, and the program continues. Back in 1999, after 5 years, the program was due to sunset, and we did a second-generation disparity study, found that the city had improved its utilization of minority and woman-owned firms, but disparity continued. And so we continued all aspects of the program, which would be the bid price incentive, construction subcontracting goals program, certification, and then business assistance. And that program was due to sunset in 2004, and that brings us up to the current place and time.
And so now you're on your third generation of study, is that correct?
Absolutely. In fact, we hired a consultant back a year ago, MGT of America, based in Tallahassee, Florida. And they came in for a whole year and studied every single contract let by the City of Phoenix over that 1 year period. And their study was completed on April 21st of 2005. And our brand new ordinance just took effect on July 1st of 2005. And this program will run through June 30th of 2010 with a few modifications.
And what are those modifications? Things probably don't work quite the same way as they used to.
And what's really important, I think, for folks to understand that the City of Phoenix remains wholeheartedly committed to business diversity. It's one of our values, core values and principles. We believe that the involvement of minority and woman-owned and small business enterprises in this community is important to the future of economic development opportunities in our community. And so based on that study that was issued, our third generation disparity study was issued in May, the new program took effect on July 1. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about some of the changes. Our Minority Woman-Owned Business Enterprise Program is alive and well. It did not go away. We have created some small tweaks to the program. Overall, the bid price incentive that we have for minority and woman-owned firms has evolved to a small business enterprise bid incentive. So it not only is available to minority and woman-owned firms, but who make up the majority of our small business enterprises, but it's for overall small business enterprise bid incentive. Our construction subcontracting goals program will continue. That has not changed at all, as well as our certification and our small business assistance programs remain intact. There is a small tweak in the certification area. There's a new personal net worth requirement for minority, woman, and small business enterprises across the board at $750,000, which excludes the applicant's equity interest in their personal residence and the value of the business for which certification is being sought. In a nutshell, what that means is in the certification application process, the business owner would need to provide their information on their personal net worth. And this helps us to truly ensure that small, minority, or disadvantaged businesses are still partaking of the program. The other change is that we did some administrative tweaks to the program. One is that we follow across the board the size standards for recognition of small business. We adopted the gross receipt limitations that for each trade that was established by the United States Small Business Administration. And then a couple other administrative tweaks are we created and changed language in our ordinance, our city code, where we have sanctions for prime contractors who fail to make good faith efforts. The language was already there. We already had the authority to impose sanctions, but we added some clarifying language for potential remedies available to the city when prime contractors fail to make good faith efforts to meet the bid and utilization requirements of the program. And the same thing was done for construction subcontractors as well. And then we added in the certification area procedure or formalized procedure in case of for the decertification of a firm. And there would be things very extreme, such as if a firm was partaking of any activity that would not be representative of certification. And lastly, we added language to gather data regarding a majority construction subcontractors. What we're hoping to do by gathering that particular data helps the city of Phoenix in building a universe of firms who are actually bidding with the city. And this will help us with our availability and utilization analysis as we move along towards the year 2010.
We have actually approximately 3 minutes left, so I'd like to ask you about one very important thing. You brought it up over and over and over again. What is certification and why is it important?
Certification is a process by which a minority or woman small business enterprise can establish themselves in a process such as the City of Phoenix Business Program as a legitimately certified firm who is 51% minority or woman owned, has a management of the day-to-day control of the business, and has the expertise in the area seeking certification. It is not necessary to do business with Phoenix. The reason why certification is important is it relates specifically to the incentive programs that the city has. The two incentive programs that we have are the bid price incentive in the finance department. That's a procurement program. And then we also have the construction subcontracting goals program. Those are the two incentives. So for listeners out there who are business owners, you don't have to be certified to bid, but we have some special tools that we call them that can be available to assist you as you seek opportunities, whether it's construction contracting or procurement. The other reason why certification is important is we have an online directory of certified firms that is available under the city's website, www.phoenix.gov/MWSBE. And once you're in that certification database, not only does the City of Phoenix use it to get bids and quotes, but also external private employers and businesses throughout our general marketplace, which is Maricopa County, look to that database to seek companies who can provide a variety of goods and services or construction and contracting opportunities. And so those would be the two main reasons. And then lastly, I'd like to say, because of the Phoenix commitment to the program, you know, as they say, you can't win if you don't play. If you are in the certification database, it also avails yourself of the variety of opportunities for our Community and Economic Development Department has a small business assistance program. You don't have to be certified, but they have management and technical assistance services they provide. They can help you out whether we have an expand loan program. There's also opportunities through Community and Economic Development for outreach, involvement. They have different classes, Mind Your Business workshops. They also will help you to develop a business plan or develop a marketing plan. And so they have incredible resources there in the Community and Economic Development Department. One additional point about the value of certification is once a firm is in the certification directory on our construction projects, prime contractors are required on those projects that have goals to meet those goals through the use of the certified firms that are in our database. So one of the other additional benefits of certification is being in the directory, and folks can avail themselves of being listed on prime construction contractors' proposed utilization on construction contracting projects. So I'd say holistically, certification is a tool, it's a resource for business owners to put in their toolkit as they look to expanding opportunity within this particular marketplace, which is the City of Phoenix and Maricopa County.
Now, there is so much to what you told me. We're going to have to do this again. But to conclude this podcast, what are the contacts?
Contacts. If there are individuals seeking certification, they can contact the Equal Opportunity Department at 602-262-6790. But if you want to avail yourselves out there of our Small Business Assistance Program, we have a hotline, and that number is 602-534-6000. There also is under the Equal Opportunity Department website a certification schedule for the year 2005-06, and they can go under www.phoenix.gov /EOD. And we have an upcoming workshop on December 3rd at the Desert West Community Center in the City Council District 7. And we also have one on December 14th at the South Mountain Environmental Education Center in District 8. And so we're hoping that your listeners will come. The times are different, and they can call our department at 602-262-6790, get the exact address and locations and times for those upcoming workshops.
Thank you. This has been excellent, and we look forward to talking to you again in the very near future.
Thank you. Glad to be here.